Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920, The Answer. In this all real estate related radio show, in this segment, we're going to discuss, can the color of your front door increase or decrease your home's value? I think you might be surprised at the answer. And if you want to move and you want some secrets to making it as easy and seamless as possible, we've got that for you in this segment. My name is Cleve Gaddis, and again, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. My family's been in real estate in Metro Atlanta since 1987. Think about that, since 1987. That's 13 plus 24, that's 37 years. My family's been in real estate in Metro Atlanta, and the purpose of this show is to put you in a position as a home buyer or a home seller where you don't learn anything at closing that you should have learned before. Don't forget, we want to connect, and it is easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. That's GoGaddisradio.com. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can push back. You can share ideas. You can request your neighborhood be featured in our neighborhood spotlight in the fourth segment, and you can subscribe to our podcast. You could also request to be on the radio show if you have something interesting that you'd like to say. Our whole goal is to make sure that nobody listening to this winds up being frustrated when they learn something about the home they just purchased or the home they just sold, or maybe the home they just moved into as a tenant or the home they just invested in as a landlord. We don't want you to have the anxiety and the frustration that comes with learning something after you should have. As adults, we don't really need someone to make decisions for us, but it sure would be nice for us to be able to make decisions fully informed so we have all of the facts on which we can make the best decisions for ourselves and our families. And again, don't forget, go to gogaddisradio.com, ask questions, comments, push back, share ideas, and subscribe to our podcast. Believe it or not, buyers typically stand at a front door of a listing for 1 to 2 minutes while waiting for their agent to open the lockbox. My question for you is, what do you think is on their mind? Believe it or not, they are already forming their own first impressions. We received a listener question. It says, we know curb appeal is important when selling a home, but does the front door color really matter? That's from Kevin in Canton. Thank you so much for submitting that. Well, believe it or not, your home's front door is the first impression to buyers. I'm going to say it's not really the first impression. It's part of the first impression, which involves the entire package of the presentation, the curb appeal of the home. But it is the first impression to potential buyers and also any guests. The potential buyers typically stand in front of the door waiting on the agent to open the lockbox for, as we mentioned, 1 to 2 minutes. They're forming their first impressions. Although the value of a home is determined by a number of factors, having the right front door color could boost sales price by $6,449 in comparison to similar homes. With a can of exterior paint priced at less than $100, painting your front door can be a solid return on investment. Alternatively, sticking with the wrong colors can lower the sales value by as much as $6,516. I can't imagine selling my home for $6,516 less because nobody told me the popular colors for my front door. So if you're looking to sell your home and you want to know, well, hey, what color should my front door be? Let me give you a couple of examples. The first one is black. It's a controversial choice, but black front doors were associated with the highest offer prices. Still, doors painted black were cited by some buyers as imposing, and others said that it doesn't give positive vibes at all. Yet the data shows that buyers are willing to pay on average $6,400 and $49 more for a home simply based on the visual cue of this high contrast front door color. It is essential to match the front door color with the style of the home. If the house featured pink colored brick, then a red or blue would probably not accent the home as well. In this case, black might be best. My home had slightly orange pink colored brick and a black front door looked amazing. Another popular color is slate blue, which is a chalky light blue color. It received the top overall score with buyers. The majority of recent and prospective buyers liked homes with a front door this color and said they'd buy it. They also said they'd be willing to offer an estimated $1,537 more for homes with a slate blue front door. Next, we have olive green. It wasn't the top pick, but it's another option that recent and prospective buyers respond to positively. Respondents said they would be willing to pay $969 more for a home with a front door color that is olive green. The modern yet earthy shade can increase market value, and it's important to take stock of the neighborhood. Now we've got some front door colors that could decrease your home's value. Be careful not to go too bold. The door color should be eye-catching but not so personal that a buyer is thinking. The first thing they have to do is paint the front door. One color to steer clear of is pale pink. For my daughter Stacy and for Tammy Slay, my sweetheart, they both love pink. I don't think they would want to paint their front door pale pink, but I know that it was described in the survey as being kind of shabby looking. While slate blue received the highest score, cement gray received the lowest overall score. Keep an eye out for slight variations in front door paint colors that could make a huge financial difference. And they said at the beginning of the article, this is from Better Homes and Gardens, August 28th of 2023, it said that if your front door color is wrong, that it could decrease the value of your home by $6,516. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being a real estate broker and a team leader and a real estate agent here in Metro Atlanta, I am co-owner of Modern Traditions Realty Group. If you need to contact us, and we hope you do, the number is 770-497-0000. Again, it's 770-497-0000. When is the last time you moved? For me, it was last July. I started the process in April or late March and moved in July. My guess is you probably had a lot more belongings when you move than you did at the time you bought your first home or your second home. There are a few things that you can do to make the move easier, not only on you, but on those around you. Corey and Maggie in Milton say they're about to close on their first home and are overwhelmed but excited. What should we consider doing before the move and immediately thereafter? And my recommendations for you are this. I spent probably 6 months now. I'd been in my home for 23 years. And so to say I had a lot of stuff everywhere, and we had decluttered many times over the years, but to say I had a lot of stuff in the home to clear out would be an understatement. And so here's my tips for you in terms of moving. Number one, declutter, declutter, declutter. Don't bring your junk with you. While you're packing, have boxes, baskets, and bags ready for items that can be thrown out or sometimes even donated. Number two, label your boxes well. This is very important, and I didn't do the best job I possibly could. You got to clearly label your boxes as you pack. Probably the room it's going to go in and specifically what's in there. I had a couple of boxes that wound up to different rooms and had things from the kitchen, even though it was in the third floor bedroom. And that what made it a little bit more awkward. Next, schedule your moving day strategically. Do you know that you may pay premiums on things like moving trucks or professional movers depending upon the day you schedule your move? And that's because certain days of the week and times of the month are a little bit less expensive. I coordinated my move almost 65 days in advance, almost 60 days in advance, and I'd say I probably saved about 20 or 30% compared to what I would have spent. Set up your utilities on your new place ahead of time. This is a must. Make sure you start packing early. When I started getting my house ready to sell 6 months before it was time to sell, I thought, man, I'm going to be through with this in no time flat. And the reality is I was working on it to the very day I moved. Also, make sure you weigh your moving options. For me, the only option was to hire a professional mover. I wasn't going to rent a moving truck and do it myself. I didn't want family and friends to help me make the move. I didn't even want to pack a small shipping container and do it all in one trip. So I used a good local mover. Happy to give you recommendations if you need them. Just go to gogaddisradio.com and I'll tell you my preferred movers. Make sure you change your mailing address ahead of time. This was something that I did. Believe it or not, I've been in my new place for 9 months now and I'm still getting stuff forwarded from the old place. Change the locks on the new home. You don't want the new owner or the old owner to have keys to your home. Make sure you do a deep clean when you move out. I hired a professional cleaning company And they did an amazing clean on my move out. And honestly, I felt really, really good. And then one of the things that I did when I moved into my new place is I hired a pest control company. I saw a few little bugs, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't have to experience those bugs on a regular basis. So Corey and Maggie and Milton, those are my suggestions on how you can make your move easier. If you have questions, go to gogaddisradio.com or call us at 770-497-0000. This segment of the show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelley and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 30 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. And if you're thinking of selling your home anytime in the next 6 months to a year, I invite you to consider visiting GoGaddisRadio.com. Click on $28,000 more, put in just a little bit of information, and I will reach out to you personally and help you understand how I think we can put $28,000 more in your pocket. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to have the desire to sell their home for the most amount of money, but in many cases, that's the only way you have to get tax-free income. And so if you are having any type of anxiety over the process of moving, my suggestion is don't list your home with anyone else. Make sure you call Modern Traditions Realty Group at 770-497-0000 so we can provide some clarity and we can provide a couple of tools, a customized maximum value plan, and a $15,000 allowance to fix up your home. We're going to take a quick break. In our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Nesbitt Lakes in Roswell. And lights on or off, which one is better? And what do you need to remember when you want to make a strong offer on a listing? Stick with us. We've got that and more. We'll be back.